if you haven't heard about this, getting national headlines, a sheriff in Wisconsin, in fact, the sheriff of their biggest county, Milwaukee County, Dave Clark Jr. is his name. No relation to the guy who founded the Dave Clark Five. Dave Clark has voiced a public service announcement suggesting that citizens should be prepared to train and arm themselves to fight crime, including taking a gun class. This has provoked a huge frenzy of controversy in Wisconsin. Here's that PSA.
I'm Sheriff David Clark, and I want to talk to you about something personal, your safety. It's no longer a spectator sport. I need you in the game. But are you ready? With officers laid off and furloughed, simply calling 911 and waiting is no longer your best option. You can beg for mercy from a violent criminal, hide under the bed, or you can fight back. But are you prepared? Consider taking a certified safety course in handling a firearm so you can defend yourself until we get there. You have a duty to protect yourself and your family. We're partners now. Can I count on you?
This safety message brought to you by the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office.
Okay. Now, again, this guy is clearly understands the political mindset of Milwaukee County. Lots of Democrats around there, of course, just like, you know, King County, lots of Democrats. And he knows that nothing more horrifies the left than law enforcement encouraging people to buy guns to protect themselves. Because the difference between, you know, your average liberal and your average conservative is that, you know, a conservative thinks that the average person is going to make the right decision most of the time. And when he or she doesn't make a right decision, they'll probably learn from making the wrong decision and then start making right decisions. But you can trust most people most of the time. Liberals, on the other hand, think that people really can't be trusted with decisions like self-defense. That's why they're anti-gun. With decisions like buying their own health care. It's better that the government handle that for them. Look at that. Most of them don't even have good eating and exercise habits. We're an overweight nation, for crying out loud. Why would you trust these people with their health care? I mean, there's very much a paternalistic element to the contemporary liberal, difference between someone on the left, someone on the right. So this guy wants to get, obviously, his budget back. You know, he's referring to furloughs, layoffs, budget cuts. And so he's saying as an alternative, you know, we may not be able to get there in time. Take a gun safety course and be prepared. And so now, this has everyone in a tizzy, so, well, at least people left of center in a tizzy, and so the debate has become, you know, how shorthanded are you? Where can we restore some of these budget cuts, et cetera, et cetera? But where I come down on this is I think of what this guy says is right. I mean, I'll play the PSA again, and, you know, never mind the 4 or 5 seconds where he's talking about budget cuts. Just listen to what he's saying throughout.
I'm Sheriff David Clark, and I want to talk to you about something personal, your safety. It's no longer a spectator sport. I need you in the game.
Okay. Shouldn't you be in the game when it comes to your safety at your home? Of course you should. Protect your family. Let's continue.
But are you ready? With officers laid off and furloughed, simply calling 911 and waiting is no longer your best option. You can beg for mercy from a violent criminal, hide under the bed, or you can fight back. But are you prepared? Consider taking a certified safety course in handling a firearm so you can defend yourself until we get there. You have a duty to protect yourself and your family. We're partners now. Can I count on you?
This safety message brought to you by the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office.
What's wrong with that?
John, can I jump in here?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's what he's saying that's wrong, or I think it's the delivery. Well, I'm not saying it's wrong, but it's kind of, it's very strong. I feel like he's in a locker room, you know, trying to pep up the football team or something. I don't know if it works.
Well, I think it works because you listen when you hear him, right? And he's talking about something very serious. And he's saying, you know, we can't always get there. Now, that's always the case. If someone is trying to barge into your home, you definitely want to call 911, but there's a very good chance that they're going to be in your home before the police officer is in your home. So that's just common sense, that you be able to protect yourself and your family when, you know, the time might strike. The analogy I would use is, if the fire chief of Milwaukee County says, I want to talk to you about something important, the safety of you and your family.
You better get a really big garden hose in your house.
It said
fire extinguishers.
You might have a smoke alarm, and if a fire breaks out in your house, you might call 911. But consider taking steps to protect your safety before they get there. You know, you should have a fire extinguisher in your home. You should have a pattern in your family to deal with fires that could break out. You know, have you taken steps to be able to put out small fires? I mean, if the fire chief of Milwaukee County did that, no, there'd be no controversy. That would be just common sense. But when this sheriff says, as, you know, Brittany points out correctly, in a very serious, straightforward tone, you know, we're in this together now. We got to be teammates. Your safety's on the line. You call 911. It could be a while before we get there. And if there's an intruder at your door, you have two choices: ask the criminal for mercy or hide. You know, the third choice: consider taking a certified training course and use a firearm responsibly to protect yourself. Doesn't that just strike you as common sense?
Well, I think it's a refreshing dose of reality that I don't know if he stated explicitly, but, you know, cops can't be everywhere at all times. So
it's just that simple. Now, he talked to Soledad O'Brien from CNN. We got phones ringing. Yes, I'm going to get to them here. 206-421-5757. That's 421-5757. Outside King County, 1-888-312-5757. Soledad O'Brien, CNN, asking him to elaborate.
The only thing that's scary is the criminal element, and I think the people in Milwaukee County understand that. There are certain situations, and I think most people get that, where 911 is going to be of no use. For instance, once the wolf is at the door, once the intruder is inside your home, once you're on the street and someone sticks a gun in your face to take your car or your wallet, you don't have the option of calling 911. And in those situations, there are certain things that you could do to protect yourself. It's a public safety message, and I'm just here to let the people know, give them the information as to what's going on, and to give them options, if you will, as to how to defend themselves in those situations.
Give me some details.
The police are not omnipresent.
Okay, when Soledad O'Brien said, give me some details, the details that she was asking about were details about budget cuts. And that's what the sheriff really wants to talk about. Because he knows the best way to get a liberal off your back here when they cut your budget is to say, fine, I'll just tell people to carry guns. No, no, don't do that. Don't do that. Okay, we'll find the money. And so, you know, this guy is maybe too clever. You know, he knows what he needs to do to get his budget back is to say, well, if you're not going to give me adequate money to protect the people, then I guess I just have to tell the people they need to protect themselves. Let's run out here to Rich, calling from Polesbo. Good to have you here on KVI with John Carlson. Rich, go for it.
Yeah, let me just bring up an old euphemism. Where's a cop when you need one? They're never there when you need them. They're only there after everything's happened, because they're never able to be everywhere at once. And they could spend 10, 20, 30 times as much money and hire 100% more cops, and they'd still have to rely on private citizens being willing to protect themselves simple as that. I grew up in a place where most of the police force was voluntary. Almost all of the fire department was voluntary. That place is called Bainbridge Island. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when I was in school, the Bainbridge Island Fire Department had the best response time in the nation outside of a major metropolitan city for like 30 years. And only maybe two or three guys on the whole fire department were even paid. Everybody else was voluntary. My grandfather, who served as a merchant marine in World War II and then as a voluntary police officer.
Okay, but what's your point about the
sheriff? As a volunteer, I'm going to make my point. As a voluntary police officer on Mercer Island, my point is there was a time when police and firefighters were connected to their communities and spoke to their communities exactly the way this sheriff is. Whether he's trying to get his funding back or not is immaterial to me. He's absolutely 100% right.
Yeah.
We have to be capable and willing to protect ourselves until they can get there.
See, that's my point. My point is this guy may have been saying this to try and change the political climate in Milwaukee County for getting some of his budget back. But what he's actually saying is what I think every sheriff in the country ought to be saying.